Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, we're speaking truth to power, but it's not Newell. Don Dubuque in for Newell Norman today. Newell's got the day off. He'll be back with you next week. Thanks for tuning in. This afternoon, we're going to talk about the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. They will be inducting some 12 inductees at a special ceremony coming up next month. And we've got the director, Ronnie Rance, and also the producer of the award ceremony, Chris LeCocq, joining us. Chris, you with us?
I'm here.
Good to have you. And Ronnie, are you with us?
I sure am.
Ronnie, I got to ask you this first. Now, you know, aside from your job as a director of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame Foundation, you also do color commentary for the SEC Network with play-by-play guy Lynn Rollins. Have you ever in your life worked with anybody who had more obscure, useless information to impart to the audience than Lynn?
I like to think it's all entertaining. I don't know about useless, but no, you're right. Lynn and I have been doing games together on TV, and then now, of course, stream as well since 1998. And you know, he and I have had quite the adventure, not just LSU baseball games, and we've done everything from high school sports to minor league sports to different kinds of sports, from indoor football to basketball to baseball to, you know, just incredible times we've had together. But obviously most folks, when they think of Lynn Rollins, they're going to think of him as being the voice of LSU baseball and on TV and LSU sports now in general over the last about 10 years through the SEC Network stream. But he and I have had a lot of great memories. Probably, you know, a couple Fridays ago was one of the last Friday, I guess, in fact, was one of the ones that you'll remember forever, the Jared Jones walk-off three-run homer. So unlikely, LSU down 3-0 in the bottom of the ninth to win it. Lynn and I were fortunate to do Skip Bertman's last game, 2001, the three-game series at Zephyr Field in Metairie. The Shrine on Airline, where Tulane beat LSU 2 out of 3 to go to its first College World Series. Those were some of the epic moments in our career together.
Well, you two guys complement each other very well, and enjoy listening to it. You guys do a great job of providing some really inside baseball information as well as make the show entertaining. And Chris LeCocq, he's out there in center field listening to you guys with the camera on you.
Yeah, Chris has got the hard job. I mean, like Lynn and I get to at least, and since 2009 at least, we've been in a booth. People forget that at the old Alex Box Stadium, they didn't have a press box. It was, you know, you were outside in the elements. I mean, you had a roof, but there was no air condition. There was none of that. So when it was 28 degrees outside, you were 28 degrees. When it was 97, you were 97. And Lynn and I have sweat through a number of Con Turner suits back in the day, who was a sponsor. But Chris is actually out there in the elements, so it's windy, rainy, whatever. He's grinded in center field.
Well, Ronnie, let's talk about Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. If you would, for listeners that maybe have never heard of it, give us a brief history on how it was formed and what its mission is.
So the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame is located in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and the number one question I get, Dom, is why? Why is it in Natchitoches? Why is it not in New Orleans? Why is it not in Baton Rouge or a bigger city? And the reason is in the late 50s when the Sports Writers Association formed started putting together a Hall of Fame, and of course, think back to the 50s. You know, there were a newspaper in every little town, and every little town, that's how they, you know, there was a sports writer. And then some newspapers did multiple sports writers. So there were tons of sports writers. The LSWA was a big organization. They formed the Hall of Fame, and it basically was a banquet for 15 years, and it might rotate from city to city, and they would honor the Hall of Famers at a banquet and have a little painting of them, and that was it. Well, then in the early 70s, they were like, hey, we need a home. We need a place to showcase these canvas paintings and these sketches, and all these artifacts we're collecting. And I don't know the nuts and bolts of who said no and who went first, but I know they asked LSU. I know they talked to the city of New Orleans, and for whatever reason, it didn't happen. But Northwestern State, which is located in Natchitoches, said, we'll do it. We'll house the Hall of Fame. And so for decades, when you walked in the Prather Coliseum, the basketball arena at Northwestern State, there were the pictures, and there were some of the artifacts and the trophy cases and all that, and that was the home of the Hall of Fame. And they would have the banquet that in Natchitoches and a golf tournament and all that kind of stuff, induction weekend. And that went on from the early 70s until the new museum was opened in 2013 in Natchitoches, which is an award-winning museum the Trahan Architect Group put together, and it's well worth going to see Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4:30. It's open year-round.
Of course, the highlight is the actual Hall of Famers themselves. So how many people are in the Hall of Fame now?
There are over 400 when you take into consideration the Sports Writer Awards and the Dave Dixon Leadership Awards. There's, you know, about 300 Sports Hall of Famers. And, you know, that's the category that's going to be coaches and athletes of all sorts.
Yeah, I mean, you've got quite a wide variety of sports people that are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, now the competitors, that's the great thing about the Hall of Fame, is it's not just football, baseball, basketball, although they're super deserving. I mean, state of Louisiana could have a Hall of Fame for just football. But the great thing is to be able to tell the stories of the Hall of Famers, the Danielle Scotts in volleyball, the T-Berry Porters, you know, and rodeo, and the Jack Haynes and bass fishing and stuff like that. And those folks, you know, the Joe Shermans who are going in this year, the head baseball coach at Delgado, you know, those are the stories that I think people don't always know very well. They when you get to know and hear their stories and learn about their careers, they're almost as more impressive than the guy who played quarterback for 10 years in the NFL, you know. And so, that, you know, Peyton Manning and Drew Brees and those people, they don't need to go into our Hall of Fame. They're looking to the, you know, we're one of 25 Hall of Fames that they're in. But the ones that are those stories, the Joe Shermans of the world, the Danny Grangers of the world from New Orleans who played in the NBA for 10, 12 years and was an all-star a couple times, this will be the pinnacle of their career as far as Hall of Fame goes.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, it's a wide variety of people, but you often wonder, what is the criteria? Who are the judges that select the nominees and actually vote on them to mm-hmm. become inductees? Who are those people, and what do they use to judge them on?
So we have over 20-plus categories of sports, and the system is very simple. Anyone can nominate a candidate. You go to our website, LASportsHall.com, and you just click on the Hall of Fame tab, and it'll be right there, starred in yellow, nominate a candidate. It walks you through the process. And the minimum standards are you have to have played 2 years of high school in Louisiana or more, or 3 years of college or more, or 5 years pro. As a professional, you worked in Louisiana or more. That's just to just meet the minimum requirement standard. And then from there, obviously, you have to have a Hall of Fame resume. So you submit this. Well, we have over 160 people that are on our ballot. And just because you go online and you nominate Uncle Ray Ray, who hit 350 at De La Salle High School, doesn't mean he's going to make it to the ballot. But, you know, there's obviously gatekeepers that just kind of minimally make sure that you got to be somewhat, legit. But then we have about 160 quote unquote legit people that are on a ballot. I would say, in my personal opinion, at least half that field deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
And from there, every year, all the sports writers and broadcasters that are a member of the LSWA, it's not just sports writers, it's the talk sports talk radio hosts, it's the TV folks, the bloggers, et cetera. As long as they're in the LSWA, they get to vote along with our 25-person Hall of Fame Foundation board and some past Hall of Famers. They get to vote to pare down that list, usually to about 50, 60 people. And then from there, a 40-person panel of folks made up of broadcasters, sports writers, past Hall of Famers throughout the state, a full sample of the whole state, not just from New Orleans, not just from Baton Rouge. We'll get together in August, and it'll be an afternoon. We'll have lunch. It's about a four-hour process. It's very similar to selecting a pope. You got multiple rounds of voting, and then we'll send up the white smoke at the end, and we've got our
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Of class, and we have some rules in place so that it's not all one sport. You can't have more than three people from any particular sport, and if you have three in a given year, you can't have more than two in any other sport. So we do that so that there's diversity.
Got it. Chris, I want to bring you in here. Chris, you produced the award ceremony, which is the highlight of the year. This year it's scheduled from June 26th through the 28th. Tell us what goes on in it and what people will see, especially now since it's going to be televised if they don't go in person.
Yeah, that's right. So the Hall of Fame weekend is a whole spectacle in itself. And my role at Louisiana Public Broadcasting is I'm producing all the video and TV content for that weekend, which is highlighted Saturday night with the Hall of Fame ceremony. And so what that entails is a live ceremony, banquet style. It's kind of like watching the Oscars or watching the Emmys or something like that. It's a live production in that sense. But then there's also, we produce video features about each one of these Hall of Famers. So we're, you know, this time of the year, the last month and month and a half or so, I've been traveling all over the state talking to people about all of these Hall of Famers, interviewing them, visiting their high schools, visiting their hometowns, making little mini documentaries basically about each one of them that'll be their features that'll play ceremony night. And then on the ceremony, we get to see them get their pomp and circumstance. They get interviewed on the stage. We get to learn about them and meet them, and many of them, you know their stories, and like Ronnie said, some of them you may have never really heard their story, but the beauty of it is that there's so much hometown pride and small town pride and Louisiana pride in this production, and I think that's always what hits home, and that's where our mission at LPB fits with this, because that's who we are. We tell Louisiana's story. That's what we always pride ourselves in, and so that's kind of our involvement in producing it and presenting it to a statewide TV audience.
When and where will it be airing, where people can see it?
So Louisiana Public Broadcasting on your TV dial, it's going to be live June 28th, that Saturday night, last Saturday in June. And it's the ceremony starts at 7 o'clock. And so that's the network that you normally watch Antiques Roadshow and all the other stuff on. Well, we're going to put Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame on it this year. And for people that are kind of more digitally savvy, you can also watch it lpb.org on our YouTube channel or on the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame YouTube channel. So if you can't find it, you're...
You can pick it up on YouTube. Ronnie, is this open to the public? And how hot a ticket is this? Do I need to go to StubHub to get a ticket? And how many people can come to this event? Oh, we lost Ronnie. Chris, you with me still? Did we lose Chris, too? Well, I guess we'll have to find that information out and get back to the audience. But I did want to mention who the inductees were in this 2025 class. Danny Broussard, who is a prep football coach for her gymnastics. April Burkhalter. Danny Grager, basketball player that played for Indiana Pacers. Vicky Johnson, also for basketball. Nick Saban, needs no introduction, former LSU and Alabama coach. Boxer George Bobby Swallow, the college baseball coach who you'll be hearing from shortly, Joe Sherman. Dale Weiner, from he's a prep football coach. Also Andrew Whitworth, LSU football player. Herb Vinson, who won the Dave Dixon Award and the Distinguished Service Award to Ed Daniels and Glenn Gilbo, both of those journalists. And Ronnie, before you dropped off, I was asking if it's open to the public and how does someone get tickets if they'd like to attend?
Yeah, it's all open to the public. Some events are free, and most of them are ticketed. You go to lasportshall.com, lasportshall.com, and you can buy tickets. It will, you know, all these events will sell out. At the moment, we're not sold out. So if you're thinking about doing it, figure it out soon, because I definitely would say probably by about the first week of June, it'll all be sold out.
Any recommendations on motels in that area for people that'll be staying?
You know, North Natchitoches is known for bed and breakfasts. You know, so I mean, that's a great way to see the town. I mean, the great thing about it, if you stay downtown Natchitoches or anywhere near it, I mean, everything's walking distance. If you don't, they do have some hotels that are about 6 minutes away out by the bypass, it's called, right off the interstate of I-49. When you at the Natchitoches exit, there are, you know, seven or eight hotels over there. But you know, I'd recommend best place to see the town is to just go make a reservation at one of the great many bed and breakfasts.
Very good. Ronnie, I know you got a plane to catch. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us about the Sports Hall of Fame. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I also want to say thanks to Chris and LPB. They've been a great partner. This will be our second year or so, third year maybe. Third year with them. And the first year we're actually televising it live across the full state on TV. We've televised it live with LPB on their YouTube channel. So really excited about it. And then they have a lot of great coverage. A lot of these packages that Chris and them are working on, they air them year-round on a lot of their shows. So we really appreciate them pushing out the content about the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. So thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Ronnie. Thank you. Chris, if you could, maybe tell us a top two or three interviewees that you've had since you've had the honor of you know, talking to all of these people and forming their stories.
Man, that's such a tough question because you know, kind of what Ronnie alluded to earlier is how do you measure the worth of who these people are? You know, whether it's somebody as recognizable as Nick Saban or whether it's somebody like Bobby Swallow, who was a boxer in the 50s but had an amazing career as a boxer in the 50s. You know, it's the people that they're connected to are all great. You know, I've talked, like, in the sense of Bobby Swallow, I've talked to his son and interviewed his son. I've interviewed a guy that knew him back in the 50s and 60s. I interviewed a guy named Don Landry, who many people may recognize was a coach in Nicholls State for many, many years, and then he moved on to be the commissioner of the Southland Conference for many years. So some pretty impactful people in the state locally. So it's always interesting to talk to these people, and you can sit there and talk to them for hours. That's the cool thing about it. And I'll say on the other side, people like Nick Saban, obviously someone like him has a stature where he's in, you know, connected to a lot of pretty well-known people. So I'll say if you watch the Hall of Fame ceremony, you're going to hear from Coach Kirby Smart. You're going to hear from Super Bowl quarterback champion, Jalen Hurts. We got a chance to speak to them and get a little soundbite from them talking about their coach and their former colleague, Andrew Whitworth, a guy who a lot of people recognize. We able to talk to Coach Sean McVay. So we get some pretty high-profile stature people that want to participate, want to be in part of this process too, and that's always pretty gratifying, as well as talking to, like I said, like Bobby Swallow and his son, who's a high school coach at Ville Platte, who is just equally as fun to sit down and talk to for 30, 45 minutes in my interview process about his dad and what he knows about his dad's legacy as a boxer and a high school coach. And not just that, but his impact in the community.
Yeah, it's always good to hear the story told from the voice of the people that, that know these honorees. Chris, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. We appreciate it. And keep up the good work over there at Sports Hall of Fame and LPB.
Yeah, and I'll just one more time, like Ronnie said, the first time we're airing this live on LPB, so it's kind of a big deal for us. And we want everybody to tune in. We want everybody to come and like and share and spread the word.
All right, very good. Thank you, Chris. We'll see you this weekend.
All right.
There he goes, Chris LeCocq. He's also the producer-editor for our Bayou Wild television show, which you can watch some red snapper footage if you get up very early tomorrow morning on our station, it's Channel 54. You can watch Bayou Wild TV, 4 a.m., about an hour before I come on the air here on WWL. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, you're going to hear from some of the Metro New Orleans inductees for this year. Journalist Glenn Gilbo, also the wife of the late WGNO sportscaster Ed Daniels. Robin will be joining us, as will Joe Sherman, Louisiana's winningest coach and athletic director. We'll be back to chat with them and get their impressions of the Hall of Fame and also, their feelings about being inducted into this year's class. We're back right after this.